This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here. You can bring up anything you want, and all you have to do is dial toll-free to do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If we get the chance, we're going to come back to Van Morrison, who was on the attack against these ridiculous social distancing guidelines and COVID crackdowns, lockdowns. He's got a little bit more on that. Or Captain, you have that story. We'll get into that coming up here. And yes, with you in the studio tonight on this live Saturday episode of Free Talk Live, you do have Ian,
the Captain,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts first, though. And people apparently want to talk about this Falwell situation because, well,
it's juicy.
It is juicy. People love a good sex scandal. They love it when these hypocrites, these religious right-wingers, get caught with their pants down, literally. In this particular case, you got a former...
If he wasn't a in charge of a religious university, it wouldn't be a story.
It wouldn't be. Yeah. Yeah, just be some other guy who had an affair or whatever, right? Well, actually, it's not an affair, but
there's perverts.
Something, you know, weird. And that's fine. You know, it's his business. It's his wife. They can do whatever they want with the pool boy. I don't care, but it's only interesting because of his position. Now, apparently, he did make the statement that, or the claim is that this guy, the 29-year-old who is revealing all this to the Reuters news organization, is somehow extorting. And the man's name is Granda. He contends, quote, the truth is, or quote, the Falwells would have you believe I seduced Becky into an affair without Jerry's knowledge and then spent the intervening 7 years trying to extort them. He says, the truth is, they approached me. She invited me to their hotel room. They offered me an equity partnership in a property venture. They brought me on multiple trips and vacations, including to their family farm in Virginia, and as recently as last year, participated in video calls where Mrs. Falwell was naked and Jerry was watching. So let's go to Lori in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi, I live in Lynchburg.
Excellent.
And, my heart is with Liberty and Thomas Road Baptist Church. I've followed Dr. Falwell's ministry for many years, and I'm alive. I am doing well because of the things I learned under that ministry. And I know so many people in this city that the same way. They're staunch supporters of Liberty and Thomas Road Baptist Church. And I want to say that Christians that love the Lord don't look down their noses at people that don't have the Lord, because we've been there. We are all sinners. We're forgiven sinners, and we just want everyone else to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and because we do, and we know
the
fulfillment that makes in your life. And and the thing of it is, the devastation. This is not funny. This is not comedy.
Yeah, it is hilarious.
Hearts are broken. People are broken hearted.
They don't have to be broken hearted. Well, they could just be like, oh, well, they wanted to have sex with a pool boy. Whatever. And get over it.
I would say your relationship with God shouldn't be contingent on what someone else is doing and whatever sin they may fall into. And so, you know, I mean, Jerry Falwell Jr. has that big name, and that's the reason that this story is blown up. But, you know, I would encourage everyone to, A, not let this in any way affect however your religious beliefs are. And if it does affect your religious beliefs, perhaps that's an opportunity to look at what you believe and then restructure. Because your relationship should be with God, and it should have nothing to do with Jerry Falwell.
Well, it has something to do with him because of the ministry, but you're right about what you're saying there. But what about the families? What about the people? What about the people that, like you say, are laughing and think this is funny? You don't think it's funny when there's a tornado or an earthquake and people die.
This is not the same thing.
Yes, but their hearts are broken. And I don't.
Why are their hearts broken? Hold on. Tell me a little bit more. Why are these people's hearts broken?
Well, because someone who loved the Lord, and I believe they still do, has fallen. We don't want to see anybody fall into any kind of sin, whether they're a Christian or not. But when a Christian falls,
so you're saying it is sin? Is it sin? I mean, well, look, I don't know what all the rules are. I haven't read the Bible in full. But are you saying
it's accusations?
Hold on. Let's presume that they're true. Okay, because again, there were some evidence in text messages and things like that. But let's presume they're true. Is it a sin for a married couple to bring the pool boy in for a little sex time?
Well, yes, sir.
Why?
I would say so.
It does say the marriage bed shall not be...
Man and wife. But it's going on all over the country, all over the world, actually.
Wait, aren't there people who have poly... What's the word for one wife?
Polygamy.
Yeah, polygamy. Isn't that approved by God in some religions?
Polygamy?
Yeah.
Well, in some quote, religions.
Quote religions.
According to the Bible. I mean, it happened in the Bible.
Abraham had two wives, didn't he?
Well,
and Solomon had a whole bunch.
Bible too. There's lies written in the Bible, too.
How convenient.
Right.
Now, who put the lies into the Bible?
Pardon me?
What, you said there's lies in the Bible. Who put them in there?
Well, people lied in the Bible. People lied. But because they lied...
Are you saying the characters of the Bible told lies, or are you saying the Bible itself has lies in it?
People... They weren't characters, they were actual people. But they told lies because they were humans and they sinned and they did wrong things.
Okay, so you're not saying the Bible itself told a lie somewhere.
I'm sorry?
You're not saying that the Bible itself was telling a lie.
No, the Bible is inerrant. It's fact, it's truth.
Okay, even though the Bible was written by men.
I'm sorry?
Even though the Bible was written by men, you believe it to be completely true?
Well, it's written by men that were carried by the Holy Spirit.
Which specific version of the Bible?
Pardon me?
Which specific version of the Bible? There's thousands of different versions of the Bible, so which specific version?
Well, the Holy Bible.
Well, I mean,
I don't think you have to be that specific, but I would say King
James.
There's
different translations.
New King James. There's other translations.
But didn't they mistranslate some things? I mean, you got to make some mistakes, right? I mean, it's not like it was written in English originally.
Well, no, but...
Didn't they get the name of the main character wrong? I thought I heard that somewhere. Wasn't his name Yeheshua?
Yahweh? God?
Well, Jesus' name was Yeheshua ben Yosef, and...
maybe in another language, Jesus Christ, in the English-speaking Bible. But I'm not, you need to talk to my pastor.
No, I don't think we do.
I just talked to my pastor. But I have been a Christian for 48 years. Mm-hmm. So I've been following the Bible.
And how are you how are you so sure that being a Christian is the correct religion?
Well, because I know because I have the Bible. I see that it's true. Mm-hmm. And Christ has worked in my life. And he saved my life. And he gives me joy. He gives me peace. He gives me strength. He gives me wisdom. He gives me courage. He gives me some memory.
And I would not want to take any of that away. And that's why I say that this situation is just, if true, and I don't know, there's never going to be a trial on this or whatever, but it seems like there's some evidence that has been put forward, if true, should be dismissed as, hey, some people who have fallen away from whatever their beliefs are, and just like all people, they're susceptible to the sins of the flesh, and fine and dandy, we should go any further. Now, in the same vein, I think it's important that if we're going to dismiss this, that we should never pay attention, like the preacher should be nothing but a vessel for whatever the truth that comes from God is. Now, I don't think the Bible is any more relevant than whatever God's telling us right now. If there was revelation then, there's revelation now.
No.
But she doesn't believe that.
Yeah,
you're free to believe
that.
What you choose.
Thank you.
Yeah, and don't you believe that he'll go to hell?
Oh, heavens, no.
No. Where did everybody... Where is
everybody? Junior?
No. No, my co-host,
Mark.
What
are you talking about?
My co-host. The gentleman who...
go to hell?
Yeah, don't you think that everybody who doesn't believe like you are going to burn forever?
Okay. Well, no, we're all born in sin. We're all on the road to hell the minute we're born, or before we're born, because we came from Adam and Eve, and we're all born sinners. And so we need... But Christ came to save us. He came
nice
down
story.
And became.
Yeah.
I don't like that particular version of it. I don't feel like God would create me, you know, spoiled and bad, mm-hmm. and punish me for not accepting. You know, whatever somebody's version of the truth is.
You didn't read the right book.
Yeah. I reject that. I think that God is a loving God, and I don't like the idea of eternal damnation. But I am a universalist, meaning everybody's going to go to heaven.
And thank you, Lori, for your call. We got time for you. If you want to join us here, it's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Maxwell is scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody says,
DinoVite.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The DinoVite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets DinoVite. How happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, hey, the mics are on.
Mics are on, everybody's home.
We're doing a radio show here. Welcome to it. It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday episode with you tonight. It's Ian.
The Captain.
And Mark.
And you can bring up anything that you want. Mark, I want you to tell me a little bit about Divi, which is one of the newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrencies out there we've been talking about.
Right. Divi is designed to be easy to use, and their hope is to make it as easy as possible. As a matter of fact, once they're completely up and running with the new wallet, which is currently in closed beta, you'll be able to send and receive money from around the world, seamlessly exchanged between Bitcoin and Divi and whatever fiat currency you're using. They're going to hook up with Western Union, being 200 countries from the start. But I just want to let listeners know that Free Talk Live has been advertising Divi for some time. From mid-March to mid-July, the value of Divi went up over 10 times. And, of course, Free Talk Live was promoting it in that time frame. Also, they had released the that beta wallet that we're talking about, and there's been some other innovations in Divi. And obviously, nothing's stopping it from increasing in value again. In fact, that's their goal. So Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with their beta wallet. Now, I can't say that that was the reason, and I can't say that it's going to continue to go up. I can't say any of those things, but we're pretty happy here on Free Talk Live with our decision to accept Divi for advertising, and that's worked out quite well for us. As a matter of fact, we're going to be holding Divi for some time, so if you're interested, it's relatively easy to make money with Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. In fact, they have a lottery for people who stake the coin, too. So opportunity is knocked here every day on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I. Divi is in division. DiviProject.org.
All right, we continue here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Earlier in the program tonight, we were focusing on people just trying to have a good time. People trying to either throw a party, as they're being arrested now for in California, in Hollywood Hills just this week. There's, of course, folks at universities, college campuses also trying to have fun, have a good time, get together, hang out. And they're being targeted. They're being shut down. They're being possibly arrested, getting their scholarships pulled and things like that. And then we got into a discussion involving Van Morrison, the singer-songwriter, Brown Eyed Girl. Mm-hmm. He is in his 70s now, and he's speaking out against so-called social distancing, which, as I pointed out in a recent speech I gave at a Mask Freedom event here in Keene, is anything but social. Yeah. It is, in point of fact, anti-social. And it isn't
oxymoron like military intelligence or jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, and it sounds like Van Morrison is in agreement, and he says further that the people in the music industry need to be leading the way rather than cowering and doing what they're told. Right. They need to be throwing concerts and events and encouraging people to get out there and break these stupid rules.
He's saying, hey, I am stepping up, and I'm calling on the rest of you in the industry to step up with me.
Even though he hasn't been able to find a gig that doesn't have the social distancing rules applied
right
to it.
Because
he was apologizing for having gigs in, what was it, London or something like that, where, look, if in a lot of these places, you can't book a gig in some sort of venue because all the venues are afraid of what the government gang is going to do. Now, on the other hand, if you could find a private property owner who's got some cojones, then you could, throw a stage up and bring people in and just have at it and see if they bring the helicopter SWAT team in like they did with the Utah raid back in 2005. They raided the rave that they had outdoors in the mountains with a full-on helicopter rappelling down SWAT team.
Jeez,
crazy,
man.
Attack on these just ravers that wanted to have a good time. So this stuff's been going on for a long time, cracking down on people throwing parties. Because, back in the day, it was, oh, yeah, you can throw your party, but you got to pay the gang.
Right.
If you haven't paid the gang, then the gang's going to come in there and they're going to bust your party up. That's
right.
The way it used to be. Now you can't even pay the gang. Now it's just no parties, period.
Since we made the mistake long enough to pay the money to be able to have the party, now they decide whether or not you can have the party.
Right. So Van Morrison, was there more from that story?
Yeah, he had made a post on his website as well as his Facebook page saying all these things,
mm-hmm.
right? I call on the rest of the industry to help put a stop to this thing. We have to get, back to, venues at full capacity. It's ridiculous.
Lead the way. Speak up.
And so apparently no prominent artists or musicians have publicly backed his call to lift the restrictions on concerts, which he posted last Friday.
Was it Andrew Lloyd Webber? He mentioned Andrew Lloyd Webber.
He did, yes.
Did you look him up?
Yeah, he's a composer.
Okay.
Yes.
Cats.
So
I've heard of that.
Supposedly, you know, outside of that guy, nobody has come forward publicly to back his call to lift these restrictions. The website administrators did not immediately respond on Monday to a Guardian request. That's who posted this article for more details.
I can't wait until November 4th when all this COVID stuff's over with.
You don't actually believe that, do you?
I do believe that there's a correlation between people's adherence to the COVID rules and for whom they wish to vote.
What do you think is going to happen on November 5th?
I think people will stop the charade that that you know this whole COVID thing is going to get Joe Biden elected.
Right. You're not saying that you think that the COVID crackdown is going to get rolled back and that things are going to be back to normal.
I think that they'll probably be, you know, by then I think that we'll be closer to back to normal, whatever normal might
be. Wow. You know, I appreciate your optimism, but I see no evidence for that.
I'm skeptimistic.
Things are getting worse in that that particular area, and I see no reason why.
I recall being basically all businesses being locked down and being locked in the house. So, no, things are not getting worse.
You were not locked in your house at any point in New Hampshire.
No, but in Florida, I was, I mean, every business was shut down.
Some places have had some
reopening.
And
when I came back to New Hampshire, my favorite restaurants were not open. So, yes, things are better than they were. And
in some places, they are.
It's ridiculous to suggest otherwise.
In some places, they are.
Sure.
In some places, they're not.
I'm not in those places.
Well, good for you. But for the people who are, they're still having a really crappy time.
Many of them are leaving, too. I mean, real estate market's hopping right now.
Well, that is a fact. I'm kind of waiting for the real estate market to fall, if you will.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen, but I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I'm sure it is in the places where people are leaving.
Yeah.
But more on the Morrison topic,
just so happens they're coming here.
Yes.
So that's why the real estate market here is seeing prices shoot up.
Right, because this is an inexpensive market.
Well, it was.
Compared to
it's
the
getting more expensive
now. But on Van Morrison's Facebook page, self-professed Morrison fans gave a largely scathing response to his appeal for full-capacity audiences.
Hold on, before you get to that. So, Mark, I understand what you're saying here. You're saying that now you can go out to a restaurant, and so you feel like things are better.
Like that better, yeah.
And good for you. I'm glad. I, of course, was going out and getting takeout the entire time, but now you can go sit down in the restaurant.
Just getting takeout, too, sure.
So that's good. But at the time when the restaurants were closed, they didn't have all these mask mandates. Those are newer, right? So now in, for instance, Nashua, New Hampshire, and Keene, New Hampshire, and Plymouth, New Hampshire, and I believe a few more towns have signed on to this mask madness, now there are mask mandates all over the place.
Yeah, I think that the mask thing
is
kind of silly to wear a mask into a restaurant, sit down at a table, remove the mask so that you may eat and drink, sit there for an hour and a half.
Make sure you put it on before you go to the bathroom.
And then put the mask on to depart the restaurant. That is a pretty ridiculous rule, but
there's plenty more ridiculous rules.
If in order to go out and get a meal,
put a mask on before you get a haircut,
I put a piece of fabric over my face. Fine.
No, it's not fine. 855-450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
15
years to the day, Hurricane Katrina hit southeast Louisiana. President Trump has visited Louisiana and Texas as they clean up from the latest hurricane, Laura. He went and toured the devastation in southwest Louisiana.
You'll all get it going. One thing I know about this state, they rebuild it fast.
The president promised the money it will take to fix what the hurricane destroyed.
And we'll supply what we have to supply, and you know what a lot of that is, I think, called green, right? And we'll take care of you.
Laura's path of destruction stretched over 200 miles. When he was asked why members of Congress will no longer be briefed in person about election security, the president had this to say.
The information leaked. Whether it was Shifty Schiff or somebody else, they leak the information before it gets in. And what's even worse, they leak the wrong information.
This is USA Radio News. A Kentucky senator and his wife were attacked in D.C. after the president's acceptance speech. USA's John Hunt has details.
Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul was attacked on the streets of Washington, D.C., leaving the Republican National Convention.
And they were shouting threats, you know, to us, to kill us, to hurt us. But they're also saying, shouting, say her name, Breonna Taylor. And it's like, you couldn't reason with this mob, but I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids. If the police are not there, if you defund the police, if America becomes Portland, what's going to happen is people are going to be pummeled and kicked in the head and left senseless on the curb.
Paul, who has represented Kentucky in the Senate since 2011, introduced a bill in June to ban no-knock warrants, the type of warrant that ultimately led to the wrongful shooting death of Breonna Taylor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Fork Fest 2021. You can mark your calendars.
We're advertising that now, huh?
Yeah, nice. You got to get started early. Get people aware of when this is going to happen. Still, the where is the same. It's Rogers Campground, the beautiful Rogers Campground, which you got to visit for the first time this
year. I did. It was great.
It was great. And you were there for what, two nights, three?
Four.
Four nights. All right, cool. And you had a good time at what was the fourth Fork Fest. This next one in 2021 is going to be the fifth Fork Fest, and it's going to be a good time. There's no cost to attend for a ticket price. You still have to pay for the camping site or the RV site, or if you want a motel room, they got a motel on site there as well. And what better way to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? And it really was. I thought it was a great move for Fork Fest to be after the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year,
yeah,
because it coincided with, it ended on the Independence Day weekend.
Yeah.
And the same thing will be true this coming year when Independence
awesome.
Day will be the Sunday, which will be the last day. And so the fireworks will be on Saturday the 3rd, is what I understand will be happening. So it'll still be the same setup. It's just the days are shifted by one day. So June 28th through July 4th, 2021. Go ahead and mark your calendar now. You can visit forkfest.party to learn more about the event. It is it's just a decentralized camping festival for liberty-minded folks, meaning that you can do what you want to do. You can create whatever you want other people to experience. So, Captain, you did this your first year at ForkFest, rather than just coming and kind of getting the lay of the land and hanging out.
Which was my original plan.
You put on a show.
Yeah, I was coerced to come out of retirement. And well, by coerced, I mean, like, you know, I agreed to.
Yeah, I'm glad they twisted your arm because you guys put on a great show. It was the first ever musical performance, I believe, that has ever happened at ForkFest.
It was fun.
And so it was something that was, Ari and I were talking after 2019. We were driving back. I think it was driving her back. I'm like, well, what were we missing? And I'm like, yeah, it's music. That's what we were missing. And you guys brought it, and you did an awesome job. I'm actually, just as we speak here tonight, just finished encoding video of the performance of your band, which, to be fair, you guys hadn't done that many practices together, but I thought it was a great show. Mark, you were there to watch
it. Yeah,
it was good. To have a good time
yeah,
there.
Quite good.
I'm just glad that we were able to do something.
Yeah.
And as near as I can tell, we may have been the only live music performance in New Hampshire on
certainly
the 4th
in the
of
region.
July.
Yeah.
I can't say that for sure. I'm sure maybe there were some other guys that, you know, had their equipment set up in their backyard, some sort of private, family only kind of thing where they performed kind of thing, but this was available
a real show.
To
yeah.
the public. So,
yep. And anybody who was at the campground could go and see it. You know, you didn't have to be there.
Everybody at the campground had no choice but to hear it.
That's true. So check out ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event. Again, June 28th through July 4th, 2021. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got David in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, the Captain, and Mark.
Yeah, how are you? You know, as libertarians, I know you all don't really care for Social Security, but shortly after Trump finished his speech last night, he actually approved destroying Social Security.
How so?
It's okay to withdraw the money that funds it. So,
there's no money that funds Social Security.
Who's withdrawing it?
Well, the headline says Trump administration allows deferral of Social Security tax. That's also called the payroll deduction.
Right.
So when you go to work with an official company and you get a W-2, you pay into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually the employer that pays into it. He's supposed to take the money that he deducts from your check. And so now Trump is saying that it's okay for the employer to keep that money. You pay into it. The employer gets to keep it. And Social Security gets withered up. So
how do you pay into it?
Now Trump has decided to officially, on a Friday evening, when the fewest people are paying attention to the news, Trump decides that it's okay to destroy Social Security.
So deferral means that you put it away to the side. I can't say what happened here. I haven't read an article on it, so I can't give you a libertarian stand on what occurred. I can say that the libertarians believe that you should be able to do what you want with your money rather than have the supporting a government instituted Ponzi scheme. If you want to put money into Social Security and then get a payout at the end, then you should be able to do that. At the same time, you should be able to take your money and put it towards, private investment or hookers and blow.
All right, I've got the article here just so we can get this out. And David, stand on the line here in case you've got comments. Just to clarify what has happened, this according to Fox, the Trump administration has, as of Friday, allowed employers to suspend collection of some Social Security taxes. Although business groups don't like the idea and it may create potential headaches or political headaches for Republicans, Democrats are already saying it would undermine retirement benefits. The Treasury Department guidance came late in the day, less than 24 hours after the conclusion of the Republican National Convention. It allows employers to offer their workers a temporary deferral of the 6.2% payroll tax that employees pay into the Social Security Trust Fund for the rest of the year. So the time frame on the deferral would be till the end of 2020. The taxes owed would not be forgiven, however, and instead would come due in 2021. So what's the benefit exactly of that?
A whopping 6% more of my paycheck?
And then you still have to pay it later. So what's the benefit?
That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But it sounds like a way to get elected.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at it, structurally, you paid into it. You know, if you've got an official W-2 kind of job, and you paid into it. The employer didn't pay into it, but the employer gets to keep it.
Well, the employer does pay into Social Security.
Whether or not libertarians believe that you
No, you're
right
misunderstanding, David. They're saying the employer would be able to give their employees a deferral of the tax, meaning that
they're saying that the employer doesn't need to pay it into the fund. It's already withdrawn
from your
check.
That's not what they're
How
saying.
How is it withdrawn from your check if you're able to get it, put back in? I mean, this is what basically they're saying.
They're saying they're going to pay the employees extra money till the end of the year. It's what I'm reading here.
No, that's not at all what it says.
Okay.
It says that the employers don't need to pay it in. And this goes back to, you know how everybody...
Well, then why would they be offering their workers that option? What would the benefit to the worker be?
There's no benefit to the worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, it says right
no
here...
retirement fund. In other words, if you're telling me that the employer is going to allow you to keep that in your paycheck, then the employee is supposed to pay that through again to their own Social Security account. But that's not what this article
Here's
said.
Another story, this one from the Denver Channel, so, you know, just get a different source. This one says the IRS clarified Friday that companies will be obligated not to take Social Security taxes from paychecks starting next week, running through the end of the year. So I think you misunderstood this, David. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
But either way, they're saying it's a deferral, not a forgiveness. So they're saying
they're going to screw you in 2021.
Right, and they're saying that it's going to kick back in 2021, and you're going to have to pay back what would have been taken out for the rest of the year?
That's what it sounds like. Nearly all Americans...
Deferral doesn't mean forgiveness.
Right. So
nearly all Americans...
Then the amount coming out of your Social Security is going to double for the last half a year.
It says here that nearly all Americans are taxed 6.2% per check to go towards Social Security.
Right.
For now, barring action from Congress, most Americans will see larger paychecks through the end of the year.
By 6%.
The guidance is based on an executive order signed earlier this month by Trump in hopes of, quote, stimulating the economy.
So I'm going to see an extra $10 or something on my check.
I wouldn't dismiss this because people will vote for the president based on the price of gas at any given time. So when they're getting a few more bucks in their paycheck, $10, I think, is rather low.
I'm being facetious.
Yeah, I mean,
of course.
You know, but this will be enough for, you know, to take the family out to dinner. But it's only a deferral; it's not forgiveness. And I think everybody should remember that.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that's
the
most important part.
If I pay 6% less out of my check, or have it taken out of my check for
you
the last 6 months,
next year,
then next year they're going to take out 12% to make up for that. So why not just take
or
it out anyway?
Or there's going to be,
it is a stupid thing.
It's stupid. Or they won't take out 12%; they'll keep taking out the 6%, and then they'll just be a bill when you pay taxes.
Right.
$855, $450 free. You'll owe them, which, of course, is terrible. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to HandgunConversion.com. That's HandgunConversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, sometimes we get some very interesting stories brought up by our callers. I mean, we weren't going to talk about Jerry Falwell Jr. tonight, and somebody brought it up, and other people wanted to talk about it.
It's Free Talk Live. So
that's the way the show's supposed to work. We also just had somebody bring up this story where apparently there's going to be a Social Security tax deferment happening, apparently for the rest of the year. Now, there's two different stories out there. One of them says the Social Security Administration is saying that it'll be an option for employers to defer Social Security, the 6.2% that would normally be withheld from your paycheck. And remember, there's another like 6.5% that is also being withheld that they don't ever tell you about, because it's like 12 or 13% total.
Right. Basically, the employers have to pay a certain amount,
right.
But they only have to pay it if they have the employee. So if they don't have the employee, they don't have to pay it, which means that basically that's money that would otherwise go to the employee.
So, yeah, as a paycheck raise.
Well, they're paying that to have the employee.
Correct.
It's the cost
of having
the employee. It's just the employee's not getting it. Never seen it. Never heard of it.
Now, they're probably not going to get it here either, but in this case, they will be getting an extra 6.2% through the end of the year. However, the IRS, according to this other story at thedenverchannel.com, is obligating. So the story Fox News says that it is an option.
This says it's mandatory.
This says it's an obligation to not take the Social Security taxes from paychecks.
In my opinion, this is basically the withholding tax that comes out of your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the government would be more fiscally responsible if you had to pay whatever taxes you had to pay at the end of the year or at the end of the quarter or whatever. Because then you, as the employer, you as the employer, you as the citizen, you as the voice in government that you are, the voter, you would know what you're paying in, rather than this sort of clawing a little bit out of each paycheck.
Yeah, but the reason they do that is because people won't save it, and then they
I was going to say, let's be clear, they take it. You don't pay it. They take it.
They take it because you don't have any choice in the matter. It's more effective for them to do it that way.
Right, and I think you should. That it would be...
You want people to feel it. You want people to have to feel
it. It would make people more politically responsible.
If they did.
It'd make them angry.
Right. Then they'd realize every program that they advocate for is going to, has a cost to it.
Well, there was a little bit more here, and then we're going to get to a couple of your calls here, but I do want to share that the deferment, this according to the DenverChannel.com, is not an actual tax cut, and because the deferment was done by executive order rather than an act of Congress, the taxes will need to be paid back by April 30th of 2021. So all the extra money you get before the end of the year, they're going to tell you at tax time in 2021 that now you owe that back.
What I think they're telegraphing here, though, is that Trump would probably like to see that forgiven.
Well, that's the next statement here. So the White House has said they would like to see the elimination of the Social Security payroll tax to be made permanent in an effort to lower Americans' tax burden. Now, if that's actually true, then I'm glad to hear that, and I hope that they can actually affect that change, which, of course, it's unlikely the Democrats would pass any kind of bill that would supply something like that.
This will put more pressure on them, though.
And, of course, the makeup can change here in November, right? And that's, I think, what they're trying to encourage is people to say, oh, look, what the Republicans are doing for you. Opponents say that eliminating the tax on Americans would make Social Security insolvent. Well, good. People need to learn how to save for their own retirement and not rely on the government, because we all know that the government can change the rules anytime they want to. You're not in a contract with Social Security. If they want to lessen the benefits that you get to zero, they can.
Right. Well, that much is true. But the government does have assets that it could sell to pay off Social Security, should it wish to.
Yeah.
And the idea that, Social Security is going to collapse. I mean, don't forget the government does have assets that they could sell in order to make good on their promises. It's just that they don't care to make good on their promises.
They have no obligation to. You can't hold them responsible for Social Security if they don't pay it out to you.
Right.
You're not under contract with them. And even if you were, they'd be able to change the rules anyway.
Pray they don't change them any further.
Stephen Goss, the chief actuary for the Social Security Administration, told the Senate this week that a hypothetical bill that would make the tax deferment permanent would cause Social Security to no longer be able to make payments to beneficiaries by the middle of 2023. And according to the statistics here, if you make $30,000 a year, the elimination of these taxes would result in an extra $71 per paycheck every 2 weeks. And you could buy some Bitcoin with that.
Well, you could also send money into the Social Security Administration if you'd like. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to send your money to the government, they'll take it.
If you think this is a good idea, then by all means, send them your money. But you understand how this works, and the way it works is a Ponzi scheme, and yes, it will collapse if people don't pay in.
Let's go to Andrew in Ohio, and eventually it's going to collapse anyway.
It's not a Ponzi scheme in so much as it is not voluntary. Ponzi schemes are voluntary scams. This is an involuntary one.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Can good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's a good point, Mark. Social Security and the Medicare tax, it's forced. It's a Ponzi scheme. You could choose to not join it, but you're forced into this. And when FDR, when Social Security was enacted in 1935, life expectancy was 63 and age of eligibility was 65. So FDR basically, even though the tax wasn't that high, he still screwed all those people during the Depression.
Yeah, there's all kinds of interesting things you can point out about Social Security, like, women live longer than men, whites live longer than blacks, poor people live, rich people live longer than poor people, so
forever. There's no lockbox, right, that's a lie.
Right, there's
no money
there's three poor black men paying into Social Security to keep every rich white woman going.
Anything else, Andrew?
Medicare, this is from the Cato Institute. The average two-earner couple pays about $150,000 over their lifetime in Medicare taxes and premiums while collecting almost $450,000 in benefits.
That's math that don't work.
It's not sustainable. And that last caller, you should ask them, do you want more? Do you deserve to be entitled to more money than you've paid into Social Security?
I think he would say yes. I mean, knowing that last caller, it's been a while since we've heard from him, but he's one of the most lefty callers that we have. Andrew, thanks for your call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Dustin. He's on the line in Kansas City. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I know you guys are on about 200 stations across the country, and you're on satellite channels, you're all over the place, and I always wanted to be affiliate number 200, so maybe I can be the honorary number 200. I finally took my station out of the mothballs and fired it back up here in Kansas City, because you probably, you know, but other people might not know.
Oh, is this the radio engineer, Dustin, that that we met?
It is.
Oh, okay, okay.
Dude, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so it'd been on a couple of places in California, and after I fled California, I hadn't fired it up yet. And, you know, it was time, so I got some gear back together, and you're on the air here in the north side of Kansas City.
All right.
How many watts are we blowing into Kansas City with?
Oh, it's the equivalent of about 10 right now, and it will get better, and I had to get the audio.
That's 10 watts more than they'll legally allow.
I believe we started in Liberty, Missouri at 6 watts.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of AMs around. I'm not competing with anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm just,
you do FM, right? Is that FM too?
Yeah, I'm going to 90.5. Was all the right. Clear channel. It was open, and I...
Well, you set off the air. You didn't want to give too much information, but there you go.
Oh, no one's listening now. It covers about half a mile radius.
Where's the nearest FCC office?
Branch office.
Yeah.
Oh, right here in Kansas City.
Oh. Well, all right.
You're not even going to make them run.
I know them.
Do you?
The bottom line, you know, government can't get anything right, so... Mm-hmm. They're not worried about some little guy on FM that's not competing.
They've come to Keene, New Hampshire five times to shut down the transmitters.
Tell them you're broadcasting COVID, right, and they won't get anywhere near you.
Yeah, I'll just start coughing.
COVID radio.
But you're the origin of this message that is antithetical to everything FCC is. So, you know, I don't think any... I'm not worried. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, the FCC is becoming less and less relevant as time goes by. I mean, it hands out bans to, like, for Wi-Fi and these sorts of things. But, you know, the idea that young people, that radio programs need to be censored on what they say and what they talk about because, like,
so old.
You know, some young person, some little boy is sitting with a transistor radio up to his ear underneath his covers right now. Come on, be serious.
Yeah.
The same kid had he could go on anywhere he wanted on the internet on his tablet earlier today.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm using an internet stream, using the LRN.FM. People need to know that there's all these other shows available, and those are running the rest of the time when you're not live. And then I have it alternating if you're live, of course. And I have a free-to-air dish out back, but I haven't got it going yet, so I really was hoping, you know, when I get that going, it'll just be on all the time.
Well, there's more information about that all over at LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network. And, Dustin, thank you for your service.
You.
Definitely appreciate it. That's awesome. And out of time for tonight. But
Community radio is great.
We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.